soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay. Amen. To God be the glory for the great thing that He has done. And man, I am really enjoying the broadcast on this week because talking about uncertainties and certainties, amen, glory to God, helps you to understand, amen, what to trust in and what not to trust in. And we all know that the bottom line is put your trust in God. Man will fail you. Praise God. Life changes. Amen. Relationships change. Praise God. Status change. Money change. Riches. You cannot put your trust in any of those things. You have to make sure that you are set on a solid foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, welcome to the show. You know we're going to get it started with letting you know what's going on in your weather. All right. Today it's going to be showers, likely, and isolated thunderstorms until late afternoon. It's going to get a little warmer, highs in the mid-70s, south wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour in the morning, becoming southwest, 10 to 15 in the afternoon. The chance of rain is 70% in the morning, decreasing to 60% in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear until late night, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s into the mid-50s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it's going to be partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers, highs in the upper 60s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. When you tune in tomorrow, we'll let you know what's going on for your beautiful, beautiful weekend. We know that you have events coming up. You're trying to hit everybody's church, everybody's event, everybody's gospel concert, or whatever is going on. Make sure, praise God, that you put God first. When you wake up in the morning, amen, you open those eyes, understand that it's God's grace and His mercy. Amen. Glory to God. Just giving the glory, the honor, and the praise. When we come back from the break, we're going to share with you our favorite statement. Y'all know how it starts. God favors me today. So keep it locked for My Gospel Soul. Get on Twitter. Get on Facebook. Let somebody know that we are on the air. Let's start with a little bit of Penny Diamond saying, "Forever Jesus." Amen. Right here on My Gospel Soul.
The punishment that brought us peace. from all sin, sick, and disease. He did it for me. Me, I'm talking about forever Jesus, forever Jesus. Who was he? What transgression?
My gospel soul, that was Penny Diamond saying forever Jesus. Amen. I know most of y'all saying about Usher and his confession, but my confession is forever Jesus. For God I live, for God I die. I love him. Some people say because he first loved me, I just love him because. Amen. Glory to God. Now, want you to check out J-Made Magazine. Now, how do you do that? You go to jmade.wall.fm, jmade.wall.fm. You go there, you can see our first issue. You also need to join the JMade community. If you have a gift to write, we are looking for writers. We're looking for writers on different topics, subjects, whatever it is, whatever's true to your spirit, your soul, let me know. If you like art, you can be a person who reports on art. If you love music, you can report on music. What do you want to do? This is JMade Community, where we are building a community, an informative community together. Family, faith, praise God, all those different things, networking, all those different things, praise God. We got some exciting things that's going to be coming in this next issue. It's going to be called All Natural. All natural, so mostly every article, every picture, praise God, almost every picture, we're going to have people in there with natural hairdos. We're going to call them locks, because some people say don't call them dreads. We're going to call them locks. We got froze. We got short haircuts, all kinds of things we're going to be doing in this next magazine, which is going to be released in April. Praise God. We're going to spend March just going different places and finding different people. Amen. Even with music, all kinds of music, every genre of music. A lot of people say, well, you know, we shouldn't deal with secular music. Well, guess what? God loves music. He invented it all. He's the creator of all things. And we have to understand not to give any credit to the devil. The devil didn't create anything, praise God. So we're going to be dealing with all kinds of music. Amen. And just seeing where God has taken his creation. We all belong to him, and every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Now, I noticed that I've been getting a lot of downloads on the show. Keep showing love for my gospel soul. We are looking forward to being able to start a television broadcast in the near future. We are believing it, claiming it, asking God for it, and I know it's going to be. But in the meantime, check out my YouTube channel, or my Ustream channel. The YouTube channel is MRSJC Jackson. Yeah, MRSJC Jackson. Go there, check out some of my interviews with different artists, different gospel artists, hip-hop, singers, book authors, all that good stuff. And just get familiar with my gospel soul. Amen. And let somebody else know. Amen. So
This week we have been talking about, and we want to get to our favorite statement, but this week we have been talking about uncertainties. And today is Thursday, you know, and yesterday in talking about certainties, we started talking about God's promises. We started to talk about sure foundation, sure rewards, praise God. Today we're going to talk about assured acceptance, John 6:37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. In other words, praise God, you know, let's, in the natural, a lot of us are looking for acceptance. We're looking for somebody to just accept us, receive us, and say, you are awesome, and all this, these kind of accolades we need from the world. But as we learned last week, you know, that man will set you up and man will let you down, praise God. But what God is letting us know today, amen, that he is the ultimate, he accepts us. He accepts us the way that we are. He said, when you come to me, in no way will I cast you out. In no way will I turn you away, praise God. Amen. So what do we have to do? When we get in his word, we must build up our faith in him, our trust in him, praise God. If God said it, what did we say yesterday? It's going to happen, amen. If God said that you are going to be this and you're going to have this and you're going to live, if God said it, it's going to happen, praise God. He says in his word, amen, that we are fearful and wonderfully made, amen. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, praise God. He said we are a royal priesthood, and those are the words we should get in our spirit and understand, amen, that we are accepted by him, loved by him, praise God, amen. And it should be enough. And when we understand that love, praise God, then we can recognize true love when it comes into our lives. We can recognize real relationships when they come into our lives. But first, we have to understand that we are accepted already. A lot of us, amen, are attracting and bringing in people into our lives to feed that emptiness, to feed that void on the inside of us, praise God, that only God can fill. Amen. I know that sometimes, you know, if our parents reject us, we live out our lives trying to make them proud. We live out our lives trying to get them to say, you did a good job, and it never comes. So we walk around in disappointment, in a place of disappointment, praise God. Amen. Feeling like we're not good enough. Amen. And then it causes us, our lives, to be always attracting people that we're trying to either fix, or we're either trying to fix ourselves so that we can get what we wanted from our parents. But I'm going to tell you something, praise God. Amen. Enough is enough, praise God. I remember, amen, a prophetess came to the Women at the Well conference, and she said, not this time. It should come to, we should be at a point in our lives, amen. And those of you that are listening, amen, this is by divine appointment, amen, glory to God. If you are listening, I want you to begin to say, not this time, this year. Amen. I will walk in the acceptance that God has given me, praise God. I don't have to be accepted by man. I don't have to be to prove myself, amen, to anyone or prove that I am worthy of anything. Praise God. My self-worth comes from the Lord. Amen. He created me to do great things. He created me, amen, glory to God, to have access to abundance. He said I will do exceedingly and more abundantly above all that I could ask or think. So, glory to God, I am accepted. Glory to God. He said, if I call you, glory to God, I have ordained you, glory to God. Amen. And a lot of us, even pastors, preachers, apostles, bishops, are still, we have areas in our lives where we still need to be built up. We still need more. But guess what? It's more of God. And you have to be ever so careful that you don't begin destructive behavior, or you don't get into a destructive pattern, amen, of trying to please the flesh. Amen, glory to God. And I'm not, a lot of people, when they hear please the flesh, think you're talking about sex. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about just trying to get people-pleasing spirit. Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm lonely. So you just accept anyone that come along. I'm lonely, you know. No, come on. We got to fill up on this word. We got to get close to God. And the closer we get to God, amen, hallelujah, that void begins to be filled, praise God. And that way you can function in a more healthy manner, glory to God. Amen. Accepting. Could you, as you listen, could you even, I mean, just picture just some areas in your life, because God will show it to you. He'll begin to show you. When you hear acceptance, he'll begin to show you the different areas of your lives where you went out and were molded, pulling friends and seeking glory from man and being let down and being disappointed and all of this, and the pattern just repeated itself. You went out again, found another crowd of people or found another relationship, found another person, and before you know it, it went down the drain again. Listen, listen, I'm telling you, we're talking about uncertainties and certainties. Acceptance from God is certain. Trust in God is certain. His relationship with us, praise God, is certain. It's solid. Glory to God. You make sure that your foundation is solid with God. Hallelujah. You wait on God. You believe and trust in God. You listen to his voice, amen, and you follow after him. He says, seek me while I may be found. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I promise you, amen, glory to God, while he may be found, he will answer. He is the answer. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to take a break. When we come back, amen, we're going to go into divine love. We're going to talk about divine love right here on My Gospel Soul.
I'm doing this for God. I worship. I worship God.
Give me clear, Father.
It's worthy to be praised, Lord. I
worship
praise
the enemy that goes against me.
Worship God.
In your name.
And I'm just gonna give him praise
for everything that he done. Every day I wake up and I see the sun. I look toward the hills which come in my help. I gotta do that. Why should I do something else? I'ma train myself to do what I gotta before I go to sleep. And when I wake, I give thanks to my father for my daughters and sons. Thanks for the battles I fought and I won. Thanks for the ones I fought and I lost, cause I still learn from them just the hard way was taught. Thanks for finding me when I was lost. Thanks for talking to me when I couldn't hear you out. Now I'm in your house, praising your name, showing my life cause you didn't die in vain. You swallowed your pride cause you came with a purpose, so I'm bowing my knees cause you worthy of worship.
I worship, I worship God, cause he is worthy to be praised. Lord, I praise you. I worship God,
you'll never be
safe. I'm just gonna give him praise.
So my hands I'll raise to my last dying days. I ain't scared to say, Lord, in you I got all my faith. And if I ever find myself doubting, I remember with a mustard seed I can move a mountain. I can never go thirsty. I drink from your fountain, it's overflowing. Do you know him? Do you know where you're going? No one do, but this one true. We're gonna ride with God forever, through any weather, face any devil, make it past every level before that dirt hits the shovel. I'ma bring God a rebel. I know he'll change his life for the better. Look, I'm just trying to prove myself. I ain't in this for the jewels and wealth. He died for me when them nails hit his hand. Jesus came to earth and he took death like a man.
I worship God, cause he is worthy to be praised. Lord, I praise you. I
Lord, your words say train the child.
Worship God,
the way that he may go.
And I'm just gonna give him praise.
Third verse, break the curse. Mothers teach your daughters, they don't know what they worth. Fathers teach your sons to get their house in order first. Before when you leave the earth, the next generation be worse. Look, we all gotta see a hurt so I earn. Cause at the end of life, that's just what you earn. Bless what you wanna be. Save what you wanna be. God is the one you wanna see and live with for eternity. You don't wanna be in hell eternally, so turn the cheek, seek his face, contemplate consequences before you make mistakes. Use your common sense in situations you face, cause as long as you living, problems coming every day. Hey, that's life, all part of it, but keep God first and keep him in your heart, he loves you.
I worship God,
and all I can do is worship,
cause he is worthy to be praised. Lord, I praise you.
You never do nothing else, you've done enough.
Worship God.
And I'm gonna spread your word across many
and
nations,
I'm
many lands.
Just gonna give him praise.
You are the one who was there for me when no one was.
You was there through every nightmare. You brought me through every storm. You calmed the winds and the rain, and you made them behave. You made peace be still, all for my sake. So with my faith, I'ma prove I'm worthy. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God is good. Amen. He's good, and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the show on today. God is doing such great and marvelous things in the body of Christ. Amen. And I just thank God I'm a part of the body. Hallelujah. I say that when we come back, we will talk about divine love. Love, love, love. A word that comes and goes. I mean, you know, a lot of people say love. They toss that word around like it's a, like it's nothing. We just toss it around. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But today we're not going to talk about man's love. We're going to talk about divine love according to the word of God. And we're talking about certainties, right? Glory to God. Divine love, Romans 8 and 38. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, this is how deep it is now, y'all, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, if there's been some folks where in your life that you did something to, and they never dealt with you again. It's been some people that have done you wrong that you never dealt with again. God let us know in his word that that's not his love. He's talked, when we talk about God's love being a sure thing, he's letting you know right here, praise God, that it doesn't matter. He said there's nothing that will be able to separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. And then, but it's something specific that he said in the scripture. He said, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. A lot of us are trying to get that agape love, that unconditional love from man. But he said that divine love, this kind of love that he is talking about, is only you can only get it from God through Christ Jesus. Amen. It's not to, you know, the word of God says, no man cometh unto the Father but by Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ. Amen. He has to see the evidence of his Son in your life. Praise God. So when we are in Jesus Christ, we have access to divine love. All that you need, praise God, healing, acceptance, oh, Lord have mercy, all those things that you need are in God. They are in God, and you have access to it through Jesus Christ, through receiving our Lord and Savior. And I know it's hard sometimes, praise God, because you just really want, you see somebody and you're infatuated with them, and you really want them to accept you and love you the way you want them to love you. Praise God. But listen, my pastor said in church Sundays that love, and it's a popular song, but he drove it home. Amen. He said, love isn't love until you give it away. Now, I want to talk about manipulation, because sometimes we use people feeling for us to manipulate things. He loved me. I can get him to do this. Or you give out your love for something in return. And I want to help you with something. Just because you show love towards somebody, they don't have to return it. That's the thing about love. Because if that's the way it is, then God would not be able to love us the way he loves us. He didn't ask us for anything. Oh, well, he did ask to receive his son. He said, receive my son.
I showed you how much I love you by giving him, now receive him. But see, we're trying to get that love and acceptance from man that can only come from God. And that's why we're never satisfied. We're all trying to change people. We always want to make them be what we want. And we can never just love somebody. We never can just love them false and all. Why? Because we are so caught up on trying to make them into what we want them to be instead of loving who they are. My God. And God loves us just the way we are. We just learned just a few minutes ago. He said that if you come to me, I'm not going to cast you away. I'm not going to say, oh, no, you're not dressed right. Oh, no, you don't stand up to this standard. No. We're talking about the love of God, an everlasting love, glory to God, an unconditional love, a love that covers a multitude of faults. We're talking about a love, praise God, that is not an earthly love, that cannot come from man. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So God's divine love, amen, as we read in Romans 8:38-39, we learn, praise God, that it is a certainty. It is a certainty, praise God. Man's love is not a certainty, but God's love is a certainty. Man falls in and out of love. Man, you know, and we must pray for each other. But that's what happens. Life happens. Amen. So we go on, praise God, and now we go over into being anchored in God. When you are anchored in God, that brings that certainty, that brings that assurance in that foundation, praise God, amen, and put you in a position, praise God. You know, sometimes people ask me, why do you have such peace? Out of all the things you have been through in your life, out of all the things you have suffered through, after you lost your house, you lost your job, you lost your car, you lost your this, you lost your that, how can you still praise God? How can you still, I don't understand, husband died. How can you still smile? How can you still help others? Because it is not about me. Hallelujah. My peace and my trust and my foundation is in God. Anything that happens in your life, you have to understand that God knew it would happen before it happened. He knew that you would be in the position that you are in. He knew that one day this would happen, praise God. Amen. So he knew that we have to understand to trust our relationship with God. All of these things didn't happen to me before I gave my life to Christ. Stuff happened after, praise God. But guess what? You remember that song that the old school song they used to sing? Say, and if the storm don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. That's what it means. Hallelujah. My soul is anchored. I'm locked in to God. So whatever, when the wave comes, now don't get me wrong, you going to feel it. You know, you're going to feel it. Amen. It's going to bother you, but you got to quickly grab a hold of faith. You got to quickly, amen, come to yourself and remember that whatever you've been through in your life, God brought you through it, he'll bring you through it again. Hallelujah. That's being anchored in God. That's understanding, praise God, that you may be at a low point in your life, praise God, but guess what? You're still rich in God. Hallelujah. You're still rich in faith. You're still rich in trust, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God, amen, for what he has done in my life, amen. And I, y'all know, I testify, I tell you, I've been through some things, praise God. Amen. But I'm still here. I'm still here. Amen. I'm still the same. Glory to God. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. I still have a roof over my head, food to eat. Praise God. A way to get to where I need to go. My children are taken care of. What am I going to complain about? Praise God. My soul is anchored in him. It's anchored in him. Praise God. And you should seek God. Say, Lord, help me to be anchored in you. because life changes and trials hit. Amen. And sometimes I don't quite understand what's going on, but I trust that you know what you're doing. See, God knows what he's doing. Amen. He knows the plan for your life, praise God. He knows the plan for your life. Amen. But you got to trust him. Amen. Trust him. Amen. Glory to God. That his will, amen, will be made perfect in your life. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to take a break. I know how we can play some good music. Let's see who's got on the lineup. Probably a little bit of Bishop Sales. Amen. And the anointed voices, praise God. Amen. And the Lord is using me.
Come on, give God some hand praise in this place. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. You can do better than that. Listen. Anybody here that's been through some stuff this week? Listen, I'm going to talk to my sanctified folk. Anybody here been through some stuff but God? Listen, let me bring it home to you. Anybody didn't know where their next meal was coming from, but somehow God made a way? All right, I'm in the right place now.
Y'all might want to put your hands together in here. How many of y'all just like song? Well, come on, let's praise God in here.
And I'm walking right. Will you hear me? Oh, I'm talking right. Will you see me do right for the wrong? That's nothing but a sign. The Lord.
Anoint my head with oil, and my cup running over. honor that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
Y'all know it's that time. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people, and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and other people are being blessed through my life and ministry. I am releasing God's miracle power, and others are receiving healing both in mind and body through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me.
I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, family, friends, this city, boss, and your co-workers. God is a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Amen. I like that part of the favor statement that says he makes his face to shine upon me. Amen. The scripture says he makes his face to shine upon me and be gracious unto me. Hallelujah. That means that we have favor. Listen, if Jesus Christ is in your life, it's time to recognize, amen. It's time to recognize how much faith you really have. Amen. It says, and I've said this for the past couple of weeks, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. There is nothing that the world, amen, can do to you, praise God, to rob you of the favor, amen, that God has for your life. Old school song says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Amen. We're talking about certainties, amen. And that is certainty, praise God, that if you rest in God, if you trust in God, amen, glory to God, you have access to everything that is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go over to Galatians 5 and 25. Amen. And read the fruit of the Spirit. Read go over to Ephesians and read about the full armor of God. Read about the things that you are clothed in, praise God, the things that are always with you. Peace is always with you. Hope, faith, gentleness, love, long-suffering, it's always with you, praise God. Amen. God loves us, amen. And I'm telling you, literally, there's nothing we can do about it. The next song is by your very own Pastor Jay, amen. It's called, I did a remake of Yes, Jesus Loves Me. You know, I keep falling in love with him over and over again. I love to lift up the mighty name of Jesus, praise God. Amen. Yes, Jesus loves me right here on My Gospel Soul.
Much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
and Omega, the beginning and the end, the bright morning star, the great I am, my all in all, don't sleep on him. God Almighty, who is love, God Almighty, who is peace, God Almighty, who is everything, so on God Almighty, you better not sleep. The heaven and earth he did create, and we ourselves he did make. So why to the bookshelf does God go? On God Almighty, do he hate? Some people out here who say they're Christians don't even know who God is. He sits high and looks low. I'm here to help you realize that I'm God of peace. God who is full of mercy and God who is full of grace. This God will never, ever, ever, ever forsake you in any place. God never leaves us. We always walk away from him. Constantly unhappy with when God moves, then at that moment we sleep on him. Not really knowing what we need and not accepting that our needs are more spiritual. We want what we want when we want it. Then our relationship with God begins to dwindle. Walking away, then coming back. Then walking away from God again. Grace and mercy allows us to do this, but we tend to forget that our God is sovereign. Supreme power and absolute rule is God Almighty. He never sleeps. So at the door of our hearts, when Almighty God knocks, and we don't answer, why are we? Don't feel bad because this generation is not the only one to blame. Peter, James, and John were sleeping while Jesus went away to pray. They were supposed to be watching and looking out for Jesus. Kind of sounds like us today. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that's when they came and took Jesus away.
Until praise.